How is extravagance referred to in the Quran? God has forbidden His servants to be extravagant, revealing what the criterion when spending should be. Those who, when they spend, are neither extravagant nor mean, but take a stance midway between the two. Muslims spend everything they have in the way of God and in the way that would please Him most. They do not forget that what they have is what God has given them as a blessing and that they are not the real owners of any of them. When they have to make sacrifices, they spend everything they have as commanded by the Quran. Yet, when it would be unnecessary expenditure, they avoid spending even a single penny wastefully. God, in the Quran, has commanded believers to give their goods to those in need, but not to squander them. Give your relatives their due, and the very poor in travelers, but do not squander what you have. Squanderers are brothers to the Satans, and Satan was ungrateful to his Lord. On the other hand, avoiding extravagance should not be misunderstood as to mean avoiding the gifts of God. He states in the Quran, "Eat and drink, but do not be profligate." He does not love the profligate. In this verse, God has told believers to enjoy His gifts and has forbidden them only to spend wastefully. Today, however, in societies remote from religion, extravagance is not paid the attention it is due. In restaurants and houses, plates of food, pounds of bread, fruits and vegetables are thoughtlessly thrown away. But God has forbidden extravagance, whether in significant or insignificant amounts. Therefore, people should try to find a way to make use of all gifts before they spoil, instead of throwing them away saying, "This has gone off," or "We cannot use this." Only in this way they can give these gifts their due value. Otherwise, the result is scarcity and ingratitude to God.